This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
I was thinking about like what we should talk about in this week's Show After the Show podcast.
As we always say, and then we never still know. But yeah, you have an idea today?
Well, no, I don't have an idea, but I just got to thinking about like how much I enjoy, and we bring it up all the time, but how much I enjoyed us talking about Lewis and Clark. And then I was like, maybe we should just start a separate podcast where we only talk about Lewis and Clark.
The Lewis and Clark podcast?
Right? Sack of your podcast.
I know, I'm trying to think of a pun as well.
Lewis and Clark cast.
Podcast Awea.
Lewis and Pod Clark. Podcast. Wait, what did you just say?
Podcast Awea.
Podcast Awea.
I got nothing.
I got nothing either.
Like, how the West was wondered.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that's good.
Huh? We'd have to live up to that title.
Yeah, the gateway to the PodQuest.
Brought to you by Gateway Computers.
Oh.
They still around?
I don't know. Are they?
Is that Gateway and Dell the same?
Maybe. Like owned by the same
Do you remember
company? The
Dude You're Getting a Dell
dude, you're
guy?
Getting a Dell, yeah.
That guy was classic. Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Yay.
And he would do the double thumbs up like you, Melissa.
Oh my God.
He was arrested, I want to say, for drug charges.
Oh, gosh.
Is that what ended his Dell commercial
career?
Dude,
you're getting
career?
A cell.
Yeah, right. I got a birthday card one time that said, dude, you're getting a Dell. And on it was Adele.
I love that.
The singer.
I love that.
That's cute.
And what did they write on the inside? Hello from the other side?
Here's a gift card. Sorry, it's not Adele.
Hello from the inside.
Hello from the inside. Look, I'm not a huge Adele fan. There's like a few songs. There's probably three or four songs that I love of Adele. That song will get me jamming every single time.
Really? You belt it out in the car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not even in the car. I'll be at Target shopping and it'll come on.
And you'll belt it out in Target?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello from the other side. And apparently it's a message to herself. Like, she wrote that song, like she's talking to herself in the song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think a lot of people thought like she was like talking to like a someone in a relationship, like her
mm-hmm.
ex-boyfriend or an ex or something.
Right.
No, she's talking to herself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I heard something like that.
Just for the record real quick, because I don't want to throw out false information. This podcast is not for that. Spotify has some of those if you're looking. The Ben Curtis, the Dell guy.
Yeah.
His tenure with Dell ended shortly after he was arrested and accused of buying a bag of marijuana in 2003. Not sure what that is.
He was just ahead of his time, you know? Because, like, if he would have gotten busted for that, he probably wouldn't have gotten busted for that now. Because it's, like, legal in, like, most states now.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Poor guy lost his job.
Lost his career. Yeah.
Well, he still did some stuff on Broadway and
Broadway.
Wow,
whatever.
Lewis and Clark the musical.
No,
no.
Oh, I would. Now you've got me wanting to write a musical about Lewis and Clark.
You go ahead and do that.
Right. Before Lin-Manuel Miranda does.
Yeah, right.
You have to do it.
Yeah, because he'll do it so much better than I would.
He got in trouble for having a sack, a Joya.
Ah, and the dude you're getting Adele guy can play that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that role.
That'd be really cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that's key.
What would be something you would want to see a Broadway musical being made about?
Ooh, good question.
Like an event or...
Melissa and Austin in the Morning.
Oh, would people go to that, though? I feel like no one would go.
Well, you'd have to create some drama, I guess.
Ooh.
I don't have a...
Should we?
Specific one, but I want Seth MacFarlane to write one. Trey and Matt, the South Park guys, did Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. It was laugh out loud funny. And he could do it.
I feel like most episodes of Family Guy are already musicals.
They do it. He
could very
music.
Easily do that.
Well, look what he did. Was it the Oscars that hosted? And everything was song and dance? Yeah. And
I think he would do
great.
Fantastic. So I don't have an exact plot, but I would like him to write and direct.
If we created some drama amongst our morning show, what would it be?
Ooh.
We want to create, like, no one would know that it's fake, but like we would just create it just to get publicity.
You got arrested, Austin.
Why do I have to be the one to get arrested? Court would be the three of us
exactly
the one to get arrested.
Because
yeah, but that's
you
not drama.
Not...
That's just a Saturday.
No.
That's
Melissa.
Because you're the least likely to get arrested.
No,
that's
but...
what makes it interesting.
Yeah. No. Am I the least likely?
To get arrested.
I feel like you would be the least likely.
Oh,
and,
no.
And you would make the most headlines in Chicago. If you got arrested, you need to get arrested. If you got arrested, people would be like,
arrested.
Radio icon Melissa McGurn gets arrested. That would make headlines. Like, that would make it
arrested,
all over the...
Arrested for what? Prostitution?
Well, honestly, anything, but oh, gosh. I mean, yeah.
I was just going to say lewd and lascivious behavior.
Yeah, right. I was going to like unpaid parking tickets. Like, that would make news. But, I mean, if you want to go there.
We're going to do drama. We're going to, like, really do
that's
drama.
Yeah, I don't think you could sell many tickets, like, coming this spring to a Broadway near you. Melissa McGurk arrested for parking tickets?
Oh, wait. Are we? Oh, now we're talking.
They had me for a while.
Yeah.
I was just talking about creating some drama within the show to get us public. But you're still on the Broadway musical. So you're thinking of like spinning the drama into the plot of the musical.
Mm.
Oh, this is deep.
Yeah. This is deep.
All right. So.
Okay. So I'm arrested for prostitution.
Gosh, why was that the first thing that came to your mind?
I have no idea.
It's a scandal. It'd make news.
Well, it was like, I have no idea because I definitely don't do that in my spare time. So, what's new with you guys?
I think Cork gets married while jumping out of an airplane.
Oh, God. Oh, and an airplane. No, I would never jump out of an airplane.
What would you be more afraid of?
jumping
out of the airplane or the commitment?
the plane. Absolutely.
And then Austin offends the NFL Bears on his Corked Bats podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
And gets axed.
And I get canceled. Oh, if I got canceled. Wouldn't that stink if I got canceled for something not related to work?
Yes.
That would suck. We would up ratings, though.
Oh, yeah.
People would listen.
Do it for the ratings, will ya?
No.
Get canceled?
Can you do it for us?
Okay.
We would up ratings.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Wouldn't
I wouldn't
be
there. Yeah. I would still, like, try and call in.
You get one phone call a day, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'd be like, put me on.
We're like, there he is again. Hang up.
You have a collect call from help! Get me out of here!
Did you guys ever call collect back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those were...
Do you remember how you would call collect and so you wouldn't have to pay for it?
Yes. That's how we had a payphone in my middle school.
Yes.
And that's how I would call my parents most of the time because I didn't have 35 cents for a phone call. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I'm not made of money.
So you would call collect and they'd say, so-and-so is calling you collect. Do you accept the charges? No.
Right.
And then that was how you knew that Plus, it's time to come pick me up.
If I did have 35 cents, I was saving that up for a Fanta.
Mm-hmm. Orange?
Yeah, usually. Or purple grape.
Ugh.
I don't like grape now, but I did back in the day.
Ooh, yeah, grape? Gross.
Yeah. Oh, they also had a watermelon. That was really good.
Mm. Orange all
watermelon
the way.
Fanta.
Yeah, if you're going Fanta, it's orange.
Orange is good.
Do you remember the Fanta commercials?
With the girls.
Don't you wanna,
Fanta?
Fanta,
Fanta.
Oh my
don't
gosh.
You wanna, Fanta, Fanta.
Fanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, what a name.
I know, right? Where'd they come up with that?
Imagine.
It's fantastic.
Oh, is that why?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. You're BSing.
No, he's
you
BSing.
Can't BS a BSer. Jane Lynch and Role Models. You can't BS a BSer.
You can Google it. I'm right.
He's doing that.
I'm not going to waste time Googling it because I know I Googled it last week.
I'm Googling it.
You could waste your precious data.
Data.
So I'm telling you, it's actually, no, if you want to get, it's Fantastico because it's actually a Mexican soda.
The name Fanta is primarily a general neuter name of American origin that means fantastic.
You're full of it.
Did you really
that.
Know that?
Give me
absolutely.
That. You're full of it.
An American brand of soda.
Give me this.
So she's got to put her glasses on.
Where did this come from? What?
What if I photoshopped that? She doesn't even know. No, this is not
Why
a.
Why does this come from baby
Fanta
names?
Originated
Greg Ovaltine
by Gary Ovaltine.
Gary Ovaltine.
No, by
Greg.
The way,
Greg was his brother.
Clear guess.
Who was also in politics? Did you know that Greg was also in politics?
Greg was in politics.
Yeah, Greg Ovaltine.
By the way, you can't believe this. It's from babynames.com.
Oh, you know,
that's
oh,
where
wow,
I get all
wow.
of my info.
Wow, you all of a sudden saying babynames.com is not a credible source?
Just saying.
So if they told you that the number one baby, I'm pretty sure we've pulled topics for our show from babynames.com.
Well, we're not talking, the original question
saying,
wasn't about baby names, it was where did the name fit?
The CDC recommends.
You're saying outside of the realm of baby names, nothing they say is credible?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What do you think is the number one baby name this year?
Kennedy.
Ooh. Ooh, aw, that would be great, but no, it's actually Fanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.